Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to each of you who are joining us on the phone lines and on the web on this evening for a relevant Kingdom conversation. We are constantly being blessed by those who are listening to the broadcast and able to glean relevant Kingdom information to help them and empower them on their journey of becoming all that God has called them to be as the summer is in full swing. We will be looking to hear from a few different voices that have time now, different than they've had in the past, to share relevant Kingdom teachings with our listening audience. So we want to encourage you to stay tuned in each week, each Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. to hear what it is the Holy Spirit has to reveal to us. Amen. On this evening, our topic is regular plus or premium. And this came to me as I drive and look at gas prices at gas stations, and they are constantly going up. I use unleaded. I'm not mandated by the manufacturer to use plus or premium, but there are a lot of vehicles that are. But because the price of the gas is going up so much so, I wonder if they're being tempted to downgrade the fuel, maybe try to use a different additive and get the less expensive fuel and the same outcomes. I know it's sort of funny to, you know, to look at that analogy and say, well, what does that have to do with me? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me even today, this day, that the same way we are tempted to downgrade fuel in our cars, we also, depending upon where we are, how we're feeling, what we're being tempted with in life, we downgrade our service and our obedience to Him, because to give Him our all seems too costly, like we have to give up too much. Whew, that's too much. How many times have you heard somebody say, that's too much, don't take all of that, that's too much. But in this season, God is requiring from us premium service. Whew. So we're going to talk about that this evening. I'm grateful that on the line tonight, I have with me Apostle Gloria. Amen. Apostle Gloria Hawkins, Prophetess Nina Williams, and Minister Tori, Pastor Tori Lynn. To aid in this conversation along with my husband, Elder Benny. So this is where we are. This is our conversation tonight. We want you to listen in. If you feel like this is going to be a blessing to someone else, tell them to join in on the conversation. Either click the link or dial in at 323-927-3014. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise, Holy Spirit, for what you're going to reveal through this conversation on tonight. Thank you for the press, even in our spirit, God, to do that which is acceptable, to do that which is exceptional, even, oh God, that we give you all glory, all honor, all praise, that we're willing to yield our all to you, to obey you in all things. Father, we thank you for this time of teaching on tonight, and we'll be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For those on the phone line who are available to speak at this time, if you press 1, I can bring you live. Amen. 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 Husband, do you have something that you want to start off, a thought that you want to start us off with on tonight regarding this regular plus? God bless you, Apostle.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Elder Benny is going to give us a few of his thoughts regarding this regular plus or premium, and then I want to hear from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, listeners. As we even discuss this regular plus or premium, here's just a short snippet of what happened to me this past week. I had spoken with one of my spiritual leaders, mentors, and relayed to him that as I had moved and transitioned from one state to the other, that I sort of wasn't being guided in my thoughts by the utilization of Holy Spirit to lead and guide me through this transition. So I downgraded my fuel. And then it was like, I think it was like the next day, I went to work. And it was a busy day. I had made my lunch in the morning, but I did not eat it. So I was blaming everything on the consumption of the food, which would have gave me some energy and got me into a right place. But not only did I neglect eating that food, but not to engage Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit would have said, you need to eat. I didn't. I came home, and I was feeling pretty bad. So that told me right then, I have to remember to eat, and I also have to remember to engage Holy Spirit throughout the day, all day, without fail. So there's a spiritual food that I didn't partake, and it led to him getting my attention. Holy Spirit said, okay, I'm going to shut you down because you're not engaging me. You're not even, you know, partaking of the food, the nourishment for your body, and you're not intaking the food for your soul. With that, I'm going to allow Apostle Gloria to speak.
Amen. Amen. Regular plus or premium. What are your thoughts, Apostle?
My God, that says so much, Apostle. And it just triggered something in me when I saw it and you were talking about it. I think sometimes, and I know I have, personally, I can only speak for myself. I do believe that the place that I'm in now, God is revealing to me that I should have been on premium, and I've been putting in regular. Whether it was because of what I wanted to do or because of what was being said to me or around me, we talk very boldly, whether it's to our friends or, you know, to those on the same level or even those that we might deem a little less than we are. We talk very boldly. We talk premium, but we're actually doing the regular, and that's what I had been doing. And realizing that I had downgraded my walk, my relationship with God, whether it's to fit in or to not seem different, I see now that God is requiring the premium and, you know, the plus premium, where regular won't do anymore. Where regular is going to cause maybe backfire in the engine. The regular is a downgrade. All of the pistons are not going to fire.
Come on, sis.
The fuel injection is not going to work. And all of these
right.
would tie into the operation of the Holy Spirit. If I downgrade my walk, my relationship to appease the temptation, whether it is my pocket or to appease those around me, I'm not going to, as Elder Bennett said, engage the Holy Spirit to the point of revelation.
Uh-huh.
To knowing
uh-huh.
what truth is, I'm going to get surface. I'm going to get the skim off of the top when I want to go for what's at the bottom, where everything might
uh-huh.
have settled. So at that point, when I stir up, premium and refill. Those additives are already in the fuel. I don't have to get additives to add to it, whether it be music or whether it be multiple church services in one day or, you know, so many different things. I can go to the source, which is the Holy Spirit and the Word, to receive that premium that I need. So those are some of my thoughts on that.
Amen. Amen.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, Lord. my God. You know, when I was looking at it, I'm thankful for both of you sharing. And we have Minister Angela on the line as well. So, Minister Angela, if you have something to add, please press one, and we can bring you live. God said, you know, the regular. When you are, because it's your Sunday to serve, or you getting up going because it's your Sunday to sing, or you going because your friend preacher preaching.
Hello?
You there? Amen? Are you there? Praise God. Plus is when you are going to church, you're doing some work, but you're not serving like God wants you to serve. That's plus. And he said, when you're doing that, he said, you have a form of godliness, but you're denying the power that's within. And he said, it ain't even enough for you to do the plus work. I need premium. And I said, God, well, what does my premium look like? He said, premium, like you said, Apostle Gloria, that's when all the additives are there. That's when you're in the top tier. All things are being met, that the proper detergent, the proper cleanser is there. And we know that the blood of Jesus cleanses us. The cleansing is there. The purging is there. The washing is there when you're at a premium level, when you have surrendered your all to God, that you put nothing before him. When life gets hard, and see, that's when we get tempted. When we look at gas prices, when our money gets funny, we be like, oh, well, let me just go ahead and downgrade this week because my money's funny. But, you know, when my money gets straight, then I'll go back and buy some more premium. You know, when you mix those two gases, it still mess you up. Because God wants consistency. The same way our engine wants consistency, our spirit needs consistency. The word says when you hot and cold, he said either be hot or cold, but when you lukewarm, that's when he spits you out. So when we premium one week and then we regular the next week and then we premium, that's when you lukewarm because you're mixing up stuff. And God is like, I can't do nothing with that because it's still not causing you to run consistently. And the word also tells us that as much is given, much is required. If you are a vessel of purpose, if you are a vessel that requires premium service unto the Lord, it's going to cost you something. Woo, God, it's going to cost you something. Again, callers, thank you so much for being on the line. Comments, I'm ready and willing to receive. I'll press one and I'll bring you live. Amen. But God is like, look, I got work that needs to be done. And I want you to do it, but I can't. Don't be just trying to give me regular service and you want premium benefits. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. It just made me chuckle because I thought I agree with everything that Apostle Gloria said, and it made me think that's why sometimes we're a little sluggish physically as well as spiritually because we're going back and forth between the three depending on how we feel that week or whatever, but it made me think what would we say or what would we do if God did the same thing to us and just gave
girl,
us,
oh my,
went back and forth.
Something
about
like that, Pastor Tori.
So that's, as you would say, oh my, for me, that we run hot and cold, but we expect him to be on premium at all times. And
at all times.
Depending on how we feel, or if something didn't go our way, we will retreat or go back to regular when he didn't do what we wanted him to do or how we wanted him to do. So.
That's a mouthful right there. Wow. And the temptation, though, Pastor Tori, the temptation for us to go back to regular when we've got a taste of the benefits of premium, what in our mind, in our spirit, even in our subconscious, what is it that would make us want to give up premium benefits to go back to regular? What is that about? What do you feel that's about?
I don't know. I guess the same thing as the children of Israel that kept looking back when things didn't look the way they thought it would look. And so they kept looking back thinking we should have stayed where we were, forgetting how they suffered there. So we have to remember that to whom much is given, much is required. And someone that I know always says, when you know better, you do better. But sometimes we forget that we do know better. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we forget that he's always given us his premium, and we're looking at it in our physical eyes instead of our spiritual eyes. And sometimes we have that spirit of drawback because our ways are not his ways aren't ours, and his thoughts aren't ours. And when we start getting into our thoughts, you know, when we start looking at our bank account with our eyes, knowing that we can't pay the bills with the balance that's in there, instead of looking at
mm-hmm,
it like
mm-hmm.
he said, I will provide for your every need according to his riches and glory, and
yes.
that he is
yes.
our provider. And so we vacillate between looking at things spiritually and look at things physically or in our flesh.
Mhm. Mhm. Amen. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Pastor Tori. Woo. 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 He is. Woo. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Wow. That's wow. So where are you at? If you had to self check, my husband shared with you his account of, you know, where he was going about his normal day-to-day, and something sparked in him. There was an awakening in him. A red light came on. Let's just, you know, use the analogy of the car, because we're talking about gas and how it affects the engine. You know what happens when you see the check engine light? It means that you got to go to a service station, you got to go to a mechanic, you got to go somewhere and let them diagnose what the issue is. So when his service light came on, Holy Spirit had to check him, because he drove into God through prayer and conversation. Hey, God, this is me, Benny. And I'm just saying Benny, but that's all of us on any given day. Hey, God, it's me, Valerie. I have a light on the dash. My engine, my check engine light came on, God, you know. Is it because of my fuel? Is there dirt in the line? You know, are my pistons, you know, or something? God, you know, God, do I need a new filter? Are things not flowing through? God, what exactly is going on? And he said, Valerie, I've called you to great work. Tori Lynn, I've called you to great work. Angela, I've called you to great work. Apostle Gloria, I've called you to great work. Elder Bendy, I've called you to great premium work in the kingdom, but yet you're trying to move about with regular obedience to me. Mm. What do we need to do? What do we have to do to forget about the bank account? Forget about the money in our pocket that says, wow, if I fill my gas up with premium, it's going to cost me $40 versus if I figure fill it up with regular, it's going to only cost me $27. Well, it costs you $27 today. But because of you not doing what the manufacturer recommended, your service cost when you take your car to the shop because it's not going to run right, going to cost you a whole lot more than what you would have spent if you just put in the right fuel. Just like our disobedience, because the Holy Spirit said, I need you to give this up. Well, I'm going to give that up, but, you know, God, I know I'm a work in progress, so you got to help me. I can't give that up yet. And he said, oh, okay. So you want my premium blessing, but you only want to, that's what you're telling me? I mean, because the word of God says to me in 2 Samuel 22:22, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. I've kept the ways. I've kept the ways of God. I have done what God wanted me to do. I have done it according to his plan for my life. I've not done. And the word wickedly, don't think that it's just wickedly, means contrary to what God has spoken concerning us. When we're doing things contrary, any disobedience to God's word is as of witchcraft. That's what the word of God, we've got to pay attention. We've got to pay attention to the very details of our obedience to God's word, and we have to do it God's way. Y'all, in this season, we can't be playing around. That's just about enough. We can't be playing around. We can't be mixing stuff up. We are either for him or against him. Not for him today and against him tomorrow. And you say, well, I'm never against God. But if you're not obeying God, guess what that says? It says that you're not for God, that God is not for you, that you're not acknowledging him in all of your ways, that you're not allowing him to direct your path, that you've not given my all, given your all. You've not done those things. So how can you say you're with God and God is for you when you don't want to obey his word? How is it that you say, oh, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow? That's what the word declares for those who are called and doing those things which are obedient according to his word, not those who are shucking and jiving, dipping and hot, doing what they want to do Monday through Saturday and showing up at the door on Sunday still being led by their flesh. Oh, God, thank you. Honey, you got something you want to add? He over there just shaking his head, just rocking his head, rocking his head, rocking his head. I'm like, woo! This is blessing me, y'all. This is blessing me. This is blessing me. Ah, this is blessing me. The Holy Spirit has just been speaking loudly all day. He's really been speaking about our flesh and how our flesh will fail us. Even our heart will fail us. But we have to understand that God is the strength. God is the strength of our heart. He is our portion forever. And when we understand that he is our portion forever, then we should not allow ourselves to be tempted, by anything to make us stray away from God's plan. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Y'all pray for me because I feel him turning. Time, we don't have time, but I'll be obedient. Yes, Lord, I will be obedient. I will be obedient. There is nothing. There is nothing. Hear me. Because I'm speaking to everybody on the line, everyone who was called in, everyone who will listen at a later time. There is nothing that you're contending with at this very point that God can't handle. There's some situations that are tough. I understand. My husband and I face some tough things. But nothing's too hard for God. When we begin to stay focused and give God our premium obedience, then we do see a difference. My husband shared with you about how he was feeling and what he was dealing with. But as husband and wife, what he doesn't understand is that what he was doing or not doing by not feeding himself premium word and premium prayer and being led by the Holy Spirit, that just didn't affect him, but it affected our household. We're one. And so when you're not using the right gas in your engine, that ultimately affects other parts of the car, does it not, honey? I'm not a mechanic. But more than the engine is going to be effective when you don't use proper gas. Am I right?
Correct.
So, look, I'm saying this to everyone on the line. When you're not giving God the premium obedience that he's requiring, when you're being hot and cold, putting yourself, not being hot or cold, but being lukewarm, and putting yourself on the fence, words that he'll spew you out, you can't do nothing with that. And all of us are in a place that we're there are things that we want God to do. There are things that God has spoken concerning who we are and the great things that he has in store for us and the doors that are being opened to us and the platforms that are being presented to us. There is so much that God has spoken that's in limbo. And like Pastor Tori Lynn said, we are sluggish because we're not doing the things spiritually that are required. We're not fasting and praying. We'll pray sometime, we'll fast something, but we won't get down and dirty and give it all up and lay our face to the floor and say, okay, God, what is it you want from me? What is required? The word says something only comes through fasting and prayer. Premium obedience brings premium results. So if it means you got to change stuff, then change it. If it means you got to upgrade, then upgrade. Because with the upgrade comes upgraded benefit, comes better additives. My God, becomes The more you spend time with him, the more you're obedient to him, the easier the flow happens. And premium gas, it flows. It causes a flow through the engine that's better than a regular flow. Come on, y'all. Get off of that regular if you can and move to plus. If you're a plus, move to premium. If you're a premium, stay right there. And get what it is that God has for you. Praise God. Apostle Gloria, if you can, press 1. I would love for you to pray us out on tonight. Listeners, if you have a prayer request, we invite you to send those in. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or you can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We will have prayer tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., every Monday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Be happy to intercede on your behalf. And we invite you to join us again on next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. for another empowering teaching. God bless you, Apostle. Thank you for praying us out. Amen.
Amen. God, we just thank you today. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for every bit of truth that has been revealed. And dear Heavenly Father, as we make the changes and we make the effort to go from regular to premium, God, we ask that you cover us with the blood of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, you know what is required for each and every one of us to reach that premium level of service, that premium level of obedience. God, we thank you that even now you're turning some things in us. You're revealing some things to our understanding that we may move forward. Dear Heavenly Father, for every person that is on this line that did not count it robbery to call in, to dial in, to listen in, whether they said anything with their through the phone line, but you spoke to their spirit, God. For those that will listen later, God, we ask that you will bless them mightily. Open up their understanding. Your word tell us, in all thy getting, get understanding. We thank you for Apostle Valerie and Elder Benny, as they are faithful to do what you have called them to do. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the level of obedience that you're taking us to and that we're going to surrender and submit to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Until next week, good night.